Kroger Tender Ray Beef, No Other Beef So Fresh Can Be So Tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. Kroger Tender Ray Beef. It's delicious. Say, there's a wonderful experience in store for you when you taste Kroger Tender Ray Beef. It's delicious, for it's the one beef that's always fresh, always tender. You know it's tender because by the original Kroger Tender Ray method, the top U.S. government grades of beef are made naturally tender without aging. You know it's always fresh because by the Kroger Tender Ray method, there's no need for wasteful aging, no time for loss of savory juice. No other beef so fresh can be so tender, yet it costs no more than ordinary beef. And remember, Kroger guarantees it's the best eating beef you've ever served, or your money back. Next time you go shopping, buy Kroger Tender Ray Beef. You'll see for yourself that it's luscious red, rich in savory juices, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. And you'll say, too, it's the finest beef value in town. So without delay, treat your family to Kroger Tender Ray Beef. It's always fresh, always tender, always delicious. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Today, with an address by Mayor Arnold Anderson and other leading citizens of Rossville, the community center, sponsored by Penny Gibbs and the wealthy Mrs. Carlton in the memory of her son Barry, is to be officially opened. The ceremonies are to begin at 3 o'clock this afternoon, but Penny has more on her mind than the opening of the center. This morning, she says to her mother, Grace,
Mother, if Johnny was on the ship that brought home the survivors of the plane crash, he arrived in New York yesterday morning. Why haven't we heard from him?
I don't know, Penny. I can't understand it. We know he's alive and well. We're sure of that.
Yes, but how can we be sure? He's been back more than 24 hours now, and we haven't heard from him.
Penny, you saw his name on the list of survivors, didn't
you? Yes, I did, but...
The list of casualties has been published, and identities definitely established. Isn't that true?
As far as I know.
You know that's true. And you phoned the airlines in New York, and they told you Johnny was well, perfectly all right, and had already gone on to his destination. Isn't that so?
Yes, Mother, everything you say is so, but... How can you answer my question? How can what you say be true when we haven't heard from Johnny? Not a word.
Well, I don't know. I honestly don't know.
You know that Johnny would realize we were worried. Maybe Johnny's thoughtless sometimes, but this is one time he'd understand the importance of letting us know he's all right.
Well, you'd think so.
Oh, Mother, I'm afraid. I have an awful feeling that there's been a mistake. Somehow or other, identification's been mixed up, and Johnny isn't one of the survivors.
Nonsense. I won't have you thinking that,
What
Penny.
Else can I think? What other explanation can there be for the fact that Johnny hasn't phoned or sent a telegram?
Please don't ask me that again, dear. I can't for the life of me understand it myself. Now, come on, darling. Brace up. You have to dress for the opening of the center. It isn't long till 3 o'clock, you know.
There are still several hours yet.
But you have a lot to do. You certainly want to be ready when the mayor's car arrives.
I'll be ready.
Not if you just sit there and worry about Johnny.
Oh, Mother, I can't help it.
Well, you're going to have to help it. You not only have to dress and look your best, but you have a speech to make, remember?
Oh, why did you have to remind me of it?
Well, you have it ready, I hope.
Oh, it's been ready for weeks, but this is one day I just don't think I can get a word out. Not cheerfully, anyway.
Yes, you can. Now, when you get to the center, you forget about Johnny, at least for the time being.
No. No, not till I hear one way or another. If even the worst is true, it's almost better than not knowing.
Penny, you're going to work yourself into a nervous breakdown if you don't stop this nonsense about thinking the worst. If the worst were true, you'd know it, believe me. Now, think how the people feel who know the worst and who have no hope that it's a mistake.
I guess I'm awfully selfish. I never even thought about them.
No, you're not being selfish. Just so anxious about Johnny that you haven't been able to think about anyone or anything else.
I have been selfish. Oh, Mother, it must be awful for those poor people who lost loved ones on that plane.
It's tragic for all who lose loved ones, Penny. You ought to know that. And you ought to know it well enough to be able to face this afternoon without a thought for yourself or Johnny. At least while you're at the center.
I will. Once I get there, I'll be all right. At least no one will know. If I could just stop thinking of the last thing Johnny said to me before he went away.
Penny, you must. It really didn't mean what you think it did. I don't think even Johnny meant it when he said...
But then why did he stay here? Why does it keep going through my head? Going through my head almost constantly.
It'll stop if you stop thinking about it.
I can't stop thinking about it. It's almost as if he were saying it to me now. I can even hear his voice. Even hear...
Penny, I don't know why. I have no reason to say this except that the thought's in my head and the feeling in my heart. And it just must be said.
I can hear it now.
But Penny, something tells me now and that for all time, I'm having my last look at Rossville and at you.
I hear it constantly. That's why I'm so afraid what he said is true, in spite of the reports that he's all right and on his way home.
Penny,
There's
one very strange thing. The airlines didn't say that he was on his way to Rossville, but just to his destination. Isn't that so?
Well, yes, but where would he be going when he left New York but to Rossville?
Oh, he has relatives, those two cousins we know of, and maybe others. Maybe he had to go see them, wherever they are, for business reasons or something.
Maybe so. I know that we're not the most important people in his life, but he'd still be thoughtful enough to telegraph or call us up so we wouldn't worry about him.
Oh, that's true. But, Penny, maybe he thinks we aren't worried.
He knows we must be.
His name was in the papers as one of the survivors, Penny. Maybe he thinks that's enough to keep us from worrying.
I don't know. Maybe he does. He's probably too modest to realize how we've worried about him.
Well, now, let's not worry anymore, dear. We'll hear something from him sooner or later. Now, come on upstairs, darling. We have to get you dressed.
All right. I really don't care how I look, though.
Oh, nonsense. You know you do.
Oh, Mother, if it had only stopped running through my head.
What, darling?
The last thing Johnny said to me before he went away, over and over again, it's all I hear, even his voice is clear.
Come upstairs and get dressed, darling.
All right. I'll come upstairs and get dressed. But my heart isn't in anything I do today.
Grace, is that you?
No, Jed, it's Penny. Mother's still upstairs.
Oh, Penny. Oh, you look lovely.
Thank you, darling, but I'd expect you to say that.
Your severest critic tells you nothing but the truth, the cold, cruel truth. And you look lovely.
You've convinced me.
You all set for the opening of the center, eh?
Yeah. It'll all be over in a little while, thank goodness.
Yeah, it should be a proud day for you, child. A happy day for Mrs. Carlton.
I hope it is.
Oh, I'm sure it'll be. And you have a nice day for the ceremonies, too. Look at that blue sky and that sunshine.
Yeah, it is a beautiful day. At least I can be thankful for that.
Child, get Johnny off your mind for just a little while.
I'm going to try, Jed.
You have to. You're going to make a speech this afternoon. The mothers and fathers of the young boys and girls who are going to use the center will be there. And they'll want to see a happy, cheerful girl up there telling them what the center is for and how it's going to give their children what they want them to have.
I'll put on a good act, darling.
It better not be an act. Good or bad. Nothing that didn't come from the heart was ever good. Your speech mustn't be just the words you've written down and memorized, but an expression of the feeling in your heart, a description of what's going on in your heart.
Oh, Jed, don't you know what's going on in my heart right now?
Yes, child, I know. But that's a personal thing. This is something you're doing that doesn't belong just to you, but to the people of Rossville. Make sure that they are in your heart when you make that speech.
I'm going to do my best, Jed. I'm going to...
You're going to what?
Jed, listen.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Do you hear it? It's a plane.
Yes, I know. It passes overhead every day about this time. I can almost set my watch by it. Yeah, that's 2:20. That plane almost always passes overhead.
Jed, if only Johnny were on that plane.
The plane that stops at the Rossville airport. Maybe he is on it.
Oh, if I only knew.
I'll phone the airport in a few minutes and try to find out. Though I don't think they give out that sort of information.
Yeah. Oh, golly, there's the mayor's car. Mother, are you ready?
Yes, dear. I'll be right down.
You better hurry. It's the mayor's car.
Well, I'll stick by the phone. If there's any news, I'll call you at the center.
Thanks, Jed, but I don't expect to hear from you.
You don't? Why not?
Because a voice inside of me keeps saying something over and over.
Penny, just look at the crowd out there in front of the center.
Yeah, seems that nearly everyone in Rossville's out there, doesn't it?
Uh-huh.
Oh, Mother, look. Look, the crowd covers the lawn and the street, and there are people sitting on the grass in front of the houses across the street.
They seem to be enjoying themselves, too.
Oh, the speeches have been good. I thought the mayor's was wonderful.
So did I. And Hazel, hers is adorable.
I rather thought it would be.
Oh, you're going to have to go out there in a few minutes yourself. You're going to be nervous in front of all those people?
I hope not. I don't imagine I'll even see them.
Oh, Penny, please cheer up. Now, maybe there'll be good news when we get back home, dear.
Well, I hope there's news of some kind. Jed didn't phone, did he?
No. And Angela's standing by the phone here just in case there's a call for you. Oh, you're next, darling.
Yes, I know.
Penny, can't you get him out of your mind?
Mother, I'm trying. I'm doing everything I can to...
Well, you'll have to now. You'll have to go out front.
Wish me luck, will you, Mother? I think I'm going to need it.
Coming, coming. Can't make a wheelchair go more than a couple of miles an hour.
Hello, Jed.
Oh, Jed, the ceremonies were wonderful.
Yeah, well, I'm glad to hear it, Grace. And Penny, I guess this is one of the happiest days of your life, isn't it?
I know it should be, Jed, but... Jed Billings, what are you grinning about? Because I was stupid enough to forget my key.
No, but there's someone in the living room waiting to see you.
To see me?
Why don't you just go in and see? Grace, you stay here a minute. I want to talk to you about something. Penny, go on. Go on in the living room, will you?
Well, I will, but I don't know why you have to be so mysterious about it.
Yeah, just what are you grinning about? Who's in the living room waiting?
Hello, Penny.
Oh, Johnny.
Uh-huh. It's a tough fight, Ma, but I made it.
Oh, Johnny, it is you. I'm not seeing things, am I?
No, you're not seeing
things. Oh, Johnny.
But I am. I'm seeing you standing there as if... Well, as if I'd just gone down to the corner drugstore for soda. Don't I get a better greeting than this?
Oh, golly, yes, you do.
Well, it's more like it.
Oh, Johnny, I think I'm going to cry.
Oh, no, Penny, please don't do that. I've seen enough water this week to last me the rest of my life. Well, really glad I'm home.
Glad? Oh, Johnny, never in all my life have I been so glad about anything. Never in all my life.
Never in all my life have I been so glad to be home.
So Johnny Keith is safe. What does he mean by saying that he's glad to be home? Is he staying in Rossville for good? Or is he back only for a few weeks as he planned? And will Johnny's return have any effect on Penny's life? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Kroger Tender Ray Beef. It's delicious. Yes, friends, Kroger Tender Ray is the best eating beef you've ever tasted. And here's why: it's so downright delicious. Kroger Tender Ray is the one beef that's always fresh, always tender. No other beef so fresh can be so tender. Yet it costs no more than ordinary beef. What's more, along with offering you the best eating beef you've ever tasted, Kroger also gives you more meat for your money. Yes, you get more meat, less waste, because Kroger has a special way of cutting beef. Before Kroger cut beef is weighed and priced, Kroger removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. So to get the most, to get the best, get Kroger Tender Ray beef. And remember this, ladies, Kroger Tender Ray beef is an exclusive Kroger value. Yes, only your neighborhood Kroger store has the one beef that's always fresh, always tender, always delicious. And your Kroger store, don't forget, gives you more meat for your money, because Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. So plan now to visit your neighborhood Kroger store and get Kroger Tender Ray beef, the finest beef value in town. Be sure to tune in again Monday, same time, same station, for another exciting transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.